Goblin Tuesday presents The Wind Sisters, Monster Hunters Extraordinaire, a podcast where our adventurers investigate and hunt different monsters every week, picked by our listeners. Stay tuned after the show to find out how you can influence the game as well. So we last left off with our two childhood heroes deciding that they were going to be monster hunters and attempt to track down this ferocious monster that they have been informed by two other children in the orphanage that if they capture it or kill it, they will get magical powers. So we left with Riley and Alina on your quest to figure out how you were going to fight this creature that you're not even sure what it is. You also know that, well, it is basically the Saturday, and your teachers, your faculty, Bailey, and everybody, all of the other adults, will be returning to the orphanage tomorrow. And you're pretty sure that if you want to get this magical power, you're going to need to deal with this monster before the adults get back. Otherwise, the adults are going to steal the show.
What kind of library is here? Like, the best library ever? Really? You guys have picture books?
I mean, yeah, there's picture books, but... Oh my god, come on. And I grab her hand and I run to the library. And I'm picturing a decent-sized library with those ladders that, like, are on wheels and, like, you know, swoosh around the shelves.
Of course.
And, of course, I'm a menace, and I just get on one and start wheeling. Because I don't actually know, like, what a lot of these books are, because I can read, but I can't read, like, crazy, big, giant encyclopedia type books, but I don't want her to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just throwing my arms out as I swing across this ladder and look at all these books. Look at all of them. I probably read most of them. Yeah, there's so many of them.
In seven days, this little tyrant has read over 2,000 books.
She doesn't know that. But I think that the most books that, like, we'll need are gonna be over here in the more boring section where there's not, like, a lot of sword fights and castles and dragons and... I mean, I'll check those books because, you know, there might be some. But there's a section over here that, like, a lot of the kind of not cool people read a lot. Because there's not a lot of pictures. Sometimes there's pictures, but it's, like, one picture and then, like, 17 pages of just words.
Oh.
So it's a little boring and there's not a lot of adventure in them. But I feel like those might be where we find information about a bird who can turn things to stone.
All right. That sounds like a good...
And also eats rocks, because I'm pretty sure that they took a bite out of her arm while she was a rock.
Wow. I don't know a lot of birds that just willingly eat rocks.
I don't know a lot of birds.
Well, I think it solidly rules out sparrows. Definitely not sparrows.
I don't think... I mean, it was pretty big footprints, so I'm pretty sure it rules out any bird I know of. Because I feel like if it was a big bird, like, just a bird, like, I don't think it would have been walking at all. I don't think that would have left footprints.
It would have just flown.
Yeah. It would have just turned her to stone, and then it would have eaten her.
Just swooped right in.
Yep. And maybe she'd be, like, laying down, because, you know, when birds swoop in, they don't just, like, leave you standing.
Mm-hmm.
Here, do you like heights?
I mean, they're okay. They don't really bother me.
Okay, well, you want to take the top shelves or the bottom shelves, then?
I'll take top shelf.
Okay, you take top shelves, I take bottom shelves, and we research, like, the smartest people ever. Oh, wait, hold on! And I go running back, and I maybe go into a bedroom that isn't mine, and I get a pair of glasses from one of the nerdy kids that I know, and I come back, and they're, like, way too big for my face, but I put them on. Okay.
Wow, this is gonna real smart.
I know, this is gonna help me gain so much knowledge.
I'm gonna have you give me, like, give me, like, a dex saving throw at disadvantage.
Dex save. Oh, well, that is just a 16.
With disadvantage?
I rolled two 16s, and I don't get it. I get nothing on them.
Jesus.
My dex is straight.
Well, everything's going to be straight right now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I rolled two 16s.
Jeez, awesome. So then, yeah, I mean, you stumble a little bit, but your eyes quickly adjust. And maybe you have bad eyesight. Glasses. Maybe you need glasses. No. Gotta edit that mini. Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Okay. So Alina is running through the tops. Riley is running through the bottoms. You're going over a lot of books that have nothing to do with what you're looking for. If you're going through just like the first row, you're going through the history and the wars of ancient Ferelia, you know, the founding of every single country and the cities in the countries and all of that history. You're going how to grow your own crops, how to, you know, just everything and anything other than what you actually need to be covering. And like your children, your tyrants, you're tearing through this. So you're just like kind of throwing books all over the place and stuff. Eventually one of the older children, Jessica, comes in. And she's like, oh my god, what are you guys doing? You're making a mess. Is there something that you're looking for?
A big book of monsters and beasts.
Yeah, because we're writing a book ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be wonderful. But we need to have, like, actual solid facts.
So you're just copying another book and making
your own
book?
Yes, because I'm going to make it better.
Just straight up, yes. 100%.
Colleen was just like, no, we weren't. Yes, we are.
Okay.
Because these books are boring, and I think that people would read my book because it won't be boring.
Well, then why are you in the section titled Ancient History? And she points up and you're like, you're in the A section.
Because
this is my first time here.
And I just felt like she really needed to learn her history.
Mm-hmm. I just nod, like, furiously in agreement.
But now that she's learned, clearly, all there is to learn. Where would one find books about monsters if one were looking?
In the monster section?
As I adjust the glasses on my face, like, I am not really asking.
We need chibi art.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But yeah, in the monster section, obviously. God.
Of course. I knew that. I was testing you, Jessica. Come to the monster section with me, as now you have learned all of the history there is to learn, Lena.
Okay. I start and climbing down the ladder.
Strut over to
the other way.
Section first. I knew that. I was also testing you again, Jessica. You. And I walk right up to her. You have become my rival. And I walk back over to the other direction.
Oh my god. I can't wait until I graduate from this school, I swear. They just get younger and dumber. Jessica walks out.
Hey.
Yeah?
When we're, like, really big and famous and, like, professional monster hunters.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be really funny if we made Jessica our secretary.
She'd probably be really good at it. She knows where everything is in the library.
Yeah, but...
Oh, wait, you're being mean. Yeah.
I mean, no, you're right. She probably would be really good at it. Actually, we should write that down. She'd probably be really good at it.
I already did write it down. It's fine.
Jessica! Go away! We're busy.
Okay.
So
yeah. All right. Creatures. Monsters.
Birds.
Beasts.
Stone. Bites.
Biting.
Yes. Okay, so this one has a lot of teeth. Do you think that the bite had, like, a lot of teeth marks on it? As I show you a picture of, like, the most hideous, like, creepy slug monster thing with, like, a lot of teeth.
Ew.
Yeah, it doesn't really have feet, though, so I'm pretty sure maybe it's not that.
Yeah, that rules that one out.
Okay, not this one.
No.
What about...
What about this? And I just open a book up randomly to, like, this giant marsh monster. It says nothing about stone, though. Well, isn't it cool?
I mean, yeah, what if one day we got one of those?
Yes.
That'd be cool. We could live in a swamp.
That'd be so cool.
I've never been in a swamp before. But, whoa, wait, what about this? What about this? It's a giant bird. And I show you a picture of a rock, which is a massive, massive bird that absolutely does not turn anything to stone.
Rock.
It is! I know! That's why I saw it, and I was like, hey, I think that this, you know, maybe it eats. It doesn't say that it says it lives on, like, cliff sides, and it's really, really big.
Are there cliffs around here?
No.
Oh.
And it's really big, so we're gonna say it's not that because it's kind of scary and I don't really want to have to fight that.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll just... It's definitely not that one.
Nope. And that is a deceiving name. There is nothing about actual rocks in there.
Yeah.
No stones. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next. What do you got?
Look at this. It's got so many legs. And I just hold up a book that's like a dread centipede. It's so big.
Have you already found the page on rock hopper penguins?
No, but not I did yet. Show her an actual rock, like the bird.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Love it.
Ruled it out because it's too scary.
But yeah, eventually, since I believe you guys have a general idea of what it is.
Yes.
Hours go by into the night. Candles are brought in so that you can read over stuff. You eventually have the general idea of what you think it is. So if you'd be so kind, what do you think you're hunting?
A cockatrice.
And Natasha, you want to tell us how you came about that?
From playing Dragon's Dogma.
There you go.
Except they're really, really big in that game.
Video games are good for people.
They're educational.
Especially when you're hunting monsters.
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
So, yeah, I was very happy to find out that in D&D, they're a lot smaller.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, yeah. If you want to RP a moment of you discovering that and kind of explain any information that you might have gathered, go for it.
Do you want to find it in your book?
Honestly, she'd probably skip right over. Just be like furiously flipping through pages. Like, no, 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 no. Or just hold it up and just kind of point at it and be like, look, this thing is weird. It's like a lizard and a bird.
A lizard? We're not looking for lizards. Wait.
No.
Wait. Uh-oh. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down, Lena.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Look at its feet. Look at its feet.
Oh, it still has the bird feet.
It still has bird feet. What does it do? What does it do? What does it do? What does it do? I can't read upside down. What does it do? My glasses don't work that way.
Do you have to put the glasses upside down?
Oh, maybe. No, that doesn't help. It just makes me a little woozy. Okay. Hold on, let me come over there. Let me scooch over!
Okay, sorry. Let's see. It has a real bad attitude?
Yeah. So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Size of a large turkey. I haven't seen a turkey before, other than, like, in fancy people's dinners. How big is a turkey?
I mean, it can't be bigger than us. I'm pretty sure it's pretty small.
Yeah. It's got it.
Yeah. I mean, look at it. Creepy, but I don't think it's that big.
Mm-hmm.
Lena.
Yeah?
I don't think that it bit her after she turned to stone. Look. I think the bite is what turns you to stone. Oh no, she was not a rock.
Petrification. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that means.
Oh. Okay. Oh no.
Which means we have to be quick and diligent
and covered. If it touches us, boom, statue.
Yeah, that's probably better than just trying to outmaneuver it.
Yeah. Because, have you ever tried to catch a duck?
No.
It's really hard. And this is going to be, like, bigger than a duck.
So,
I mean, it but might still be just like, shwa.
Yeah, like, just like that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so yeah, that makes sense. We probably should be. But if it can fly, we got to get something that can get it while it's flying, too. Because, I mean, unless, can you fly?
I don't think so. I mean, I can climb back up the ladder and I can definitely try.
Maybe we try after, because what if you can't and you just splat?
Yeah. I mean, I know that you're more than capable to take this on your own, and I'm really just kind of there for moral support. But still, I'd like to be there for that.
I also would like to maybe not be alone. Mm-hmm. For, you know, for moral support and all of that, you know, not because I think it's scary. I'm pretty sure that it's not that scary at all.
I mean, someone's got to tell the story of how you heroically slayed the beast.
True, we could.
Oh, and who's going to know better than someone who was actually there?
What if we become monster hunters and authors?
Oh.
And we're not even lying to anyone when we say it. We're just not telling them the full truth.
That's different.
That's different. I was told that that's not the same, and so it's not bad.
So you have figured out, or at least you think you have figured out, what you are going up against. So, bedtime comes along, obviously. A bell rings throughout the mansion, signaling that it is time for everybody to be in their rooms. You hear some of the older children who are prefix in the Harry Potter world. What are they called in college when in
RAs?
Your dorm? RAs. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, the on each floor has their own set of older seniors who will walk the halls, making sure that everybody is in their bed. So obviously you guys return to your bed, tucker down for the night, and then tomorrow you get to prepare for this showdown. You do wake up the next morning to a very, very rainy day, but like one of those nice rainy days, like a nice spring rainy day type thing. But yeah.
Lena wakes up to Riley immediately, like on her bed in her face.
Hi.
Are you ready? Today is the day, and I stand up. We conquer! But also, we need to, like, get some stuff, because I don't think my rocks are gonna help very much, and you have one, and some moss that's dead.
Yeah. But yeah, and we're gonna do the thing, and it's gonna be great! And she's, like, wipes some sleepies out of her eyes.
Okay. I think we need breakfast first, though.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I'm gonna run downstairs, and I go into the kitchen and get some breakfast.
And then you guys have great food here.
It's all right. It's food.
Because the adults aren't here, like, your breakfast is just, like, a couple pieces of toast that the older kids have made because nobody trusts the children with a toaster, even though it's not actually a toaster. It's actually just Bridget. Bridget is there just casting like fire cantrips on toast to toast the bread. So it's just like toast and fruit and like maybe some sweeter vegetables and stuff like that. But like nothing great, nothing fancy. But yeah.
Oh, wow. What a spread. This is so good.
Yeah, just wait until somebody else is here. No offense, Bridget. You're the best, and I love you. And I take my toast and I run down the hall in hopes that Lena's following me, because now I just assume she's following me everywhere I go.
I could, like, slap Kelly on bread and then run out. Thanks, Bridget!
What I think is, like, the armory / like gym lockers for the kids learning to like fence and fight and things like that.
Okay.
And I burst the doors open. Here. Wait, Lena?
Yeah, I'm coming. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, wait, hold on. And I close the doors and I push them open again.
Whoa.
Wow. Look. This is all of the stuff. This is everything we could ever possibly need ever in the world. There's probably never, ever anything else that could possibly be of use. Except right here.
Perfect.
So
many options.
Yeah, we kind of have to decide what we're going to do, I guess. That's probably helpful.
I mean, yeah.
You take left side, I take right side.
Okay!
So this is where we will jump through a huge montage of just these two small 7-year-old children just basically vetoing each other's ideas in terms of how you are going to take this on.
Okay. How about this? And Lena comes waddling in, covered in pillows, head to toe. Her arms kind of like stuck out straight to the sides.
How are you gonna hit anything? We gotta like either capture it or kill it.
It's not touching me though.
No. Try again. And then a couple minutes later, you hear the undeniable sound of just maniacal cackling. Lena, I did it! And I walk over with something on fire.
Oh god, Riley, where did you get that?
This could kill everything in the world! I think this is it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but probably also us. Can you not swing it?
Oh. Yeah, you're right. I forgot. You're probably not as fireproof as I am.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm like kind of just holding my tail up to my chest. Fur
doesn't smell good either. Okay, maybe not this one. And I take it over to a big giant barrel of water and just toss it all in so steam just pours out of it.
A few minutes later. Riley, look at this. This is probably great, and I just drag in an entire cast iron griddle. Look! It's perfect! We can really hit it with this.
Are we gonna cook it? It is a bird! What if it lays eggs? And we have to kill its own children.
And then eat it in front of it.
That's really dark, no.
Okay.
That's too dark. We went down a dark path there.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't go there for the book.
Yeah, oh no. And then a couple minutes later, Riley's no longer in this room. Lena turns around and she's just not there.
Where'd she go?
And then you hear the sounds of obvious struggle and something massive being dragged along the floor.
Riley?
Lena! Lena!
What are you doing? Oh my gosh!
This!
Oh.
Yeah! This!
How did you get that down?
I don't think that's a question that needs to be answered. As she drags behind her a massive, but very clearly decorative, greatsword that is just beautiful and was absolutely hung above the mantle in, like, the common area.
It's like 2 feet taller than you.
Oh, it's massive. It's so much bigger than I am.
Are you sure your magic isn't already happening? Like, it had to have to get that down.
I mean, I'm clearly very magical, but I think that this is what's gonna do it. Can you come over and try and help me lift it?
Okay.
And we both try and fail just horribly to even try and lift this sword.
This might be a problem. It's a bit too heavy.
Do you think we can convince it to just walk into it?
I don't know.
Probably not, right?
Yeah, no, because we'd still have to be able to hold it up.
Yeah, that's true. All right, and I just clank it down on the ground and leave it there and move on over to my own side.
But after seeing, like, you know, hey, Riley went out and she was checking other places, so maybe I should do that too. There might be something that I'm missing that's just not in here. So Alina goes running out and a few minutes later comes back in, covered in a giant fluffy bathrobe, carrying long tongs with a colander on her head. Riley, I got it this time. I'm totally covered. I got these little things, and she, like, clicks it a few times in front of her. And my head's protected.
I think Jessica's coming down the hall. Did you take her robe?
Maybe.
You better run.
Like, she can't be that bad.
No, you better run!
I'm gonna be her secretary, though.
Run! You don't want to mess with Jessica!
Uh-oh.
Leah, run!
Jessica's not coming, but we just see Alina go running down the hall, almost tripping.
She's gonna get me!
Tripping over the very, very nice and fancy robe, but nonetheless.
She eventually comes back in with just the colander.
That was close. Thanks for having my back, Riley.
Yeah. Yeah, who are you? Look at, I think Bridget's way cooler, but you seriously, you don't want to mess with Jessica when she gets angry.
Oh.
I don't know what happens to that woman, but something weird happens.
Guess I'm writing Jessica as a barbarian.
Yes, you absolutely are.
A were-barbarian. Something really weird happens.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
What about these? And I pull out some actual, like training armor where it's just, like, leather, like, padding and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little bit big, but I, like, you know, I think I could still move, you know, like, the wind, the flame, like I am, and I'm just doing this weird wiggle dance with my arms above my head.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Is there more?
There's more here, over here, and I, like, find her some, like, relatively same size pads. Whoa. To, like, strap her in. Can you, like, move? Like, can
yeah.
A little bit? Yeah, like, it's a little stiff. It's a little stiff. But, like, I think it's good. I think it's good. We are protected.
Yes.
Now, unless you feel like you can kill it with your bare hands, I mean, you have claws, girl. Can you kill it with your bare hands?
I mean, if it turns people to stone, I don't think it's a good idea to touch it still.
No, oh, yeah, that's true. Weapons! Switch sides!
Okay! Ooh, and Alina looks up, her eyes get real big.
There's a slingshot.
A what?
A slingshot!
You know, it's like this... it's like a stick where it branches off. You put rocks in it and you just, like, fling it at people. It's great.
I mean, we have lots of rocks.
Yeah. But we don't want to use the good ones.
Well, no. We'll go get more.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. I like that one. What about... Ooh.
What you got here?
I pull out what is a small hand crossbow and accidentally fire it. And the little thing goes ping 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 all around the room.
Of course.
Well, we won't be in such a confined space.
Right, we'll be outside. And I think that this is great.
Are you able to, like, you know, pull it back?
Yeah, it's small.
Okay. I mean, I'm not calling you weak or anything. I just, it looks like something I wouldn't be able to do.
That one, and I point to the actual crossbow, not the hand crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
That one I think both of us would need to use. But this one's small. Yeah. I could use it.
Ooh, okay.
This one was meant for me.
Yes.
You can just tell, and there's just, like, a little twinkle in her eyes as she stares at this crossbow.
It was calling to you, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's my magic just telling me.
Ow.
Yeah. Is that what happened with the slingshot? Maybe you have magic, too.
No, I just remembered this bully that used to throw rocks at me. I just thought slingshots were pretty cool. Because, you know, it'd be really neat to have one just to, you know, at least throw one rock back at him.
Oh. I think you and I had very different experiences.
Yeah, but you're magic, so that'll make sense.
Yeah, I mean, clearly I am, but, like, yeah. That doesn't mean you're not.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like a late bloomer.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
And maybe because I already am magic, this is just gonna make me more powerful, and then when we get the magic powers, you just get, like, a little bit of magic.
Yeah!
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
Definitely. Maybe. Yeah.
Are you, like, absolutely positive that, like, I couldn't set something on fire?
I mean... if we're gonna be out kinda in the woods, that's probably not a good idea.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, Bridget's really good at making toast.
And I slowly drop the torch I had already trying to start lighting behind me.
So you guys get all armored up and equipped with weapons. What's your plan after that?
We gotta go track something.
Yup.
We head back to the scene of the crime.
Okay.
And...
out in the rain.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll look for some footprints. All right. We have to be smart about this, Lena. I don't think the footprints are here anymore.
No. It definitely is too wet.
Correct.
Where? See, if they're facing this way, it probably came at them from this way. Like, rawr!
Right.
So probably, like, back here somewhere?
Well, I mean, it definitely, or at least I hope it didn't come from the house.
Oh, no.
So, the woods... is where we go on high alert. Around every corner. We must be diligent. We must...
danger could be lurking.
Everywhere. And this could, you know, this doesn't mean that this is the only monster out here. So be prepared for anything. Remember that sludge monster I showed you? It could be out here. It could just be waiting. I don't know what we're gonna do if it is, but it could be.
Go ahead and give me survival checks, both of you. Again, you're not adding anything. These are just straight rolls.
Nat 1.
Oh no!
A 7.
Oh lord.
Riley has fully terrified her.
The first, you know, you guys immediately go in the direction that Lena first mentioned. You know, through these, you know, in the direction that the stone child is facing. So you start walking out that way. And then, like, as you're talking about being vigilant and, you know, the sludge monster, like, you guys completely turn around because, like, you stop to talk about the sludge monster being anywhere because danger is anywhere. And, like, you start walking out and you're just right back into that little clearing where there's the child.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I must have turned us around somewhere.
No, it was an illusion. Somebody's using magic. This is clear. Look it.
Is this a test?
I don't think we're the only ones out here. I think, as much as I love her... you know what? No, it wasn't Bridget. It couldn't have been Bridget. Robert. That scoundrel.
Does he magic?
He ran his mouth. I bet it was him. I bet he was like, ooh, I don't want magic, but I want to impress Bridget because I'm strong and I have muscles and I want her to know. And she's just, like, too cool and doesn't care. But he's like, I don't have magic, but I can get friends who have magic who will make me more muscly and more stronger. And
perception,
I think he
check
told everyone.
Both of you.
16.
Are we adding anything to this or just...
no,
straight?
You're still at 10.
We're level right. Zeros.
6.
Oh my god. So as you're there... Riley, you're there mimicking what you think this Robert guy was doing, and as you're there looking straight at Lena, blah, 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 your eyes grow wide as you see staring at you from the underbrush or that's circling this clearing. You just see this scaly, spiny, kind of feathery, leathery lizard chicken just staring at you.
I stop, like, mid-pose, because clearly I was doing, like, Macho Man poses to pretend I was Robert.
Of course.
And I stop mid-pose and just freeze.
I'm Bridget, and I won't be impressed by this.
Lena.
Lena. Yeah?
Turn around.
Okay. What are you looking at?
You get your slingshot ready! It is time!
Okay.
And I back up, like, a lot.
Okay. Go ahead and give me initiative rolls.
No.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I need my dice tower. That's another nat one.
Oh my god. Well, I rolled a 6. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's a 9. But still.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we have some of the lowest initiative rolls I have ever seen as a DM. We have at the very bottom, we've got Lena with a nat 1. We've got this lizard chicken with an 8. And then we've got Riley with the 9.
Holy shit!
Yeah. So Riley, you back up, but it's your turn first.
I back up and I pull out that crossbow that I have and I aim and fire, but I am for sure, like, closing one eye because I think that's going to help me aim.
Absolutely.
And I fire straight at what I think its body is because I kind of just see, like, its head, but I'm going to aim a little lower to, like, what I think it where its body would be.
Okay, go ahead and roll that attack.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's a 4.
Oh, no. you close your one eye as you're lining up this shot. You don't realize that your hand is aimed straight in the sky, basically, and you pull that trigger. The bolt just goes launching somewhere off into the trees, but you're pretty sure you hit him.
I did it. I can feel the magic coursing through my veins.
You see the cockatrice, the lizard chicken, take a step out, its wings spread out a little bit, its body kind of low to the ground as it kind of like raptor walks towards you in a slight bit of a circle, like not coming straight at you, but like walking around.
Oh no.
Lena, it's your turn.
Don't turn your back on it, Lena.
Okay.
I put a rock in my slingshot and try to aim and hit at this guy. A 10.
You just see the rock much closer than the bolt was. You pull that sling back, let the rock go. It shoots over and you actually see it almost hit the lizard chicken right in the head. But at the last second, it kind of just ducks out of the way as it zooms over.
Be careful, Riley. It's fast.
Riley.
I'm faster.
And I run to the side so that Lena isn't directly in front of me. And I'm gonna try and shoot it again.
Okay.
Oh, that's a 12.
Yeah, there you go. AC of the lizard chicken is an 11.
Yeah.
So nice and simple. That's a 12. Go ahead.
Crossbow is D8, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crossbow. Yeah. Okay, crossbow. I just randomly picked a weapon and totally don't have stats for them. that's 4.
Okay. But something happens as you move over to the side so that Lena isn't immediately in your view. And, you know, you reload that bolt, you take aim, you're a little bit steadier. And as you're there aiming, you feel this warmth around you. as you see small, light white flames begin to kind of emanate off of your skin, off of your hands, because that's really the only skin that you can actually see. Mm-hmm. And you see that white fire envelop the crossbow. So as you fire, yes, you dealt 6 damage, but also give me another d6, please.
2.
Okay, because you see that as you pull that trigger and the bolt goes launching towards this lizard chicken, you also see it seems to be on fire as it slams into this chicken. And you deal a total of, 6 damage, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah. The lizard chicken squawks, because I'm assuming that's the sound that a cockatrice makes. It squawks, stumbles backwards a little bit, and then is going to run at what is probably the closest person, which is Lena, and is going to go and attempt to hit. Now, you guys do have basic leather armor, so your AC is going to be a whopping 11 as well. You see it launching itself, running full 20 feet movement speed right at Lena, kind of starts to like flap its wings as if it was getting ready to launch. And finally you see the bolt that Riley originally shot finally comes down, and you see it pierce through its wing, and it fumbles and stumbles to the ground, rolling over at your feet, Lena, and then kind of is trying to get back up because it just rolled a nat 1.
Holy shit.
Nice. Beth, if you would do me a favor and roll, just roll another
d8. 3.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Lena, it's your turn.
Okay. She like jumps back a few times, readies another stone in the slingshot, aims. That's a 4. She is still visibly shaken from this lizard chicken lunging at her.
So again,
yes, like, Lena!
You forget to put a rock in your sling. You pull it back and you launch it, and then you suddenly realize, oh shit, no rock.
I dropped it.
Riley.
Lena, you got this, Lena. I'm gonna shoot it again.
I don't got this. Oh,
that's a nat 20.
Oh my god. Hell yes. Let's go. We're doing crunchy crits. Yeah, we are doing crunchy crits. Yeah, so that's an automatic 8 points of damage. Go ahead and roll that other d8. Shut Max, the fuck up.
Do you want me to take a picture? I will take a picture.
Shut the front door. Oh my god. You see this thing takes that dart right through its long, slender neck. It's still trying to squawk at you, but like the sound is kind of like gurgled as it is. And it's like, it's doing that kind of like when you see like a wounded animal is like attempting to get on its feet, but its legs are just like, nope, we're not listening. And it's just kind of crumbling to the ground and keeps on pushing to try and get back up. But it's like, it's walking on like really, really, like a really slippery surface as it is trying very, very hard to get away from it, you. And your whole entire, its whole entire turn, it is trying to get away from you. So, Lena, it is your turn.
Lena!
I can do this.
Before I end my turn, technically, can I throw her the dagger I absolutely stole and didn't tell her I had on me this whole time? Like, not throw absolutely. It. I'm going to, like, slide it across.
Of course. Yep.
And I'm gonna slide it across the mud at you. You can do this, Lena!
It just sticks in the mud.
Okay, well, come get this and then you can do it!
She grabs it and just, like, screams and starts running towards it.
With advantage, because it is kind of semi-prone.
I only got a 13 and a 1. So, 13 it is!
Okay. No, you're going to be rolling a d4. You don't get to add anything to this.
Mm-hmm.
But a cockatrice's standard health, which is what I was going off of, I just pull base health, no modifiers, is 27. Beth already did 25 points of damage. This has 2 health.
Come on! I feel like you're still asking a lot of me and my rolls.
That's true.
A 4!
Yes! How do you do it? What do you do?
He goes running up at it, just like kind of going semi-feral, snarling a little, and then seeing the bolt through its neck, just kind of goes like right above it and just tries to slash at it.
Are your eyes closed?
A little bit.
Of course.
Like one of them is just like kind of a wild flail at the same time.
And you're there just wildly flailing. Oh my god, 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 oh my god. Riley, you see this? You see her just continuing to like be waving this dagger back and forth. You see that the lizard chicken is not moving at all.
Lena.
Yeah. She like opens one eye and kind of looks back at her.
I think we did it. I think you did it.
As you're standing there, Riley, you see suddenly, like, it's early morning, but you just see this beam of radiant light shining down, enveloping Avena in this radiant glow.
She's getting the magic.
I forget all about the fact that I wanted it, and I'm just so excited that it's happening that there is just absolute pure joy in my eyes. Because it's magic, it's, and it's happening.
Killed it! Alina's still totally oblivious.
You're getting the magic, Lena!
What?
Look!
Oh, it's real sunny right here.
And it's not so much sunny. It's instead of a yellowish, orangish radiant light, it is a pure white with a tinge of blue.
Ooh.
And you see, Riley, you see Lena's eyes just begin to glow with pure moonlight. And as you are just looking in pure joy, Riley, at Lena being enveloped in this magical light, you see flames just spark from immediately behind where Riley is where Lena is standing, right on the edge, because like you're in this circular clearing. So right on the edge of this underbrush, you see something kind of zoom down and hit the earth. And then you just see a burst of flame just erupt and engulf, going around the whole entire circle in a counterclockwise thing. And Lena, you see now that Riley is also engulfed in now just this pure flame. And you see this image of fiery wings alight on Riley's back.
Whoa, I didn't do that. Oh my God, Riley! Riley, you're super magical. Oh my gosh, you've got flame wings. Flame wings, Riley. Oh,
you have
so cool.
Moon eyes, Lena.
Flame wings, though. Flame wings.
Oh my God.
Oh, I guess you could fly. Oh my gosh, you could fly. We're going to have to climb that
moon.
Ladder.
The wings do dissipate and go away, as does the radiant light. And the flames that are encircling all of you.
Our book is going to be so good.
Goblin Tuesday presents The Wind Sisters, Monster Hunters Extraordinaire, is Beth Mendoza as Riley, Natasha Mendoza as Alina, and Jim Mendoza as your Dungeon Master. Our music and sound effects this week were pulled from Epidemic Sound. This week's monster was handpicked by our Patreon member, Green Dragon Koi. He, along with our other Patreon members, get to pick each monster or set of monsters the girls will be going up against and trying to capture and or fight each week. Head on over to patreon.com/goblintuesday if you'd like to join in on picking fights. As of this recording, there are still slots available for our early access goblins, who will also get a custom set of Goblin Tuesday dice and a Goblin Tuesday dice tray. Also, don't forget to check us out on Twitch at twitch.tv/goblin_Tuesday. And remember, have a wonderful Goblin Tuesday. I've been giving you the worst of me. Now you wanna-